opportunity of Yom Kippur is it's what Chazal will sacrifice, the Kanoinim will sacrifice, the Ikar Avodah that we do, which is Vidui, over and over and over again. And obviously, at our age, it requires a deeper look, a deeper understanding of what are we trying to do that we repeat so many times. If we're coming to announce all our chatoyim, and if we're coming to delineate what we need to do tshuva on, so it's enough to do it once or twice, again and again and again and again. What's the purpose of the vidui? And if we can understand what the purpose of the vidui is, so maybe we can understand not why we do it so many times, but what are we accomplishing every time we're doing it? And then perhaps we can also understand how vidui can help us access the matana called Yom Kippur. Matana, it's an opportunity. We find Chazal say, Teretz Mishneh Yuma, Daf Pehei, Rabbi Akiva, Shrechem Yisrael, Lofi Mimiyat Metah, Mimiyat Metah, So the Forsham asks that this pasuk of Zerakti Alechem Mayim Tar, this pasuk in Yecheskel, is going on also lovely. How's it going on? Zerakti Alechem Mayim Tar, Zerakti Alechem Mayim Tar, is going to come a time where they're just going to tire everybody. This is brought down, the Ramchal speaks about this, that Yom Kippur is in El Mabu de Gazach. Yom Kippur is also Lovay de Gazach. The Pasuk was Zarakti, Alechem, Mayim, Toyev, Utahar, to Mistaka, Pasuk from also Lovay. And Yom Kippur is a day where the Ramchal writes, the Rosh Hashem and other places, that shines a light of also Lovay, that a person who basks in that light, where shines to that light, I'll explain to what that means, could be zeicha in a cleansing process that takes them to a different place, back to a different place. Some sort of buchina of Adam Haba, going back to a simple world, of Adam Arishon when he was a yashar, he was a klata mensch. There's a famous Shabbat Kaddish. Shabbat Kaddish says something very interesting. He says that the symbolism of tkiya, trua tkiya, the pasuk says in Kehelet that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon yashar. He was a klata mensch. He was a yashar. And afterwards, things got complicated. So Tkiah is where it started. Afterwards, it's true. Things are complicated. And afterwards, it's Tkiah again, where things get... Afterwards, again, it gets back to normal. It gets back to what it was. Tkiah, true, Tkiah. Tkiah, start off, yashah, without complications. Then there's true, there's a breaking up. We break up. We go back to Tkiah. He says that the tkiya, through tkiya that we blow every Rosh Hashanah is a symbol that a person has pepes oyecholus to go back to some sort of yashrus that he had before the chet. It doesn't mean that we're going back to the dagel of the rishon of the chet. I'm not holding by that. That'll be the end of time. But a person has the ability somehow to go back to some sort of yashrus that he himself had. Let's say it that way. All of us relative to where we were, we have started off, right? Every year we start off after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur with Yashrus, we're back to. Start off with a blank check, and then Trua. And the avodah is to go back to Yosha. But how do we go back to Yosha? What does that mean? What does Yosha mean? What's not Yosha mean? I want to explain for a few minutes what Vidui is, and how Vidui accesses this whole avodah, and what it practically means. And then, what the nafkamina of after Yom Kippur is. I'll explain. The Pachad Yitzchak Rav Hunder says to the Yukum. One diuk is a very interesting diuk. The Gemara in Yumadach Lavavavma Beis calls Vidui Kaporas Dvorim. It's a Kapora that comes through words. In other words, there's a Kapora that comes through Maisim, and there are Kapora that come through words. So the obvious question is, how can you get a Kapora from words? We look at Vidui as a shopping list. We look at Vidui as a list of areas that need Kapora. But we've more state over there that it's a kaporas dvorim. It's a kaporas that comes through words. By the way, that idea alone is for us a game changer in what vidui is. we understand that there's a list of things that need to be done tshuva on. That's by the way why it's hard for us to understand why we need to do it 9 times. Like the Eibishter doesn't know, we know, the Eibishter knows. There's no need the list is pretty clear. So they made it easy for us. They spoke out the general headlines of the Averis. But where's the kapara? There's a kapara. I got it. Daniel is here to become on time number 6. Okay? Where's the kapara? There's a kapara in insane vidui. That's a very strange thing. I don't remember Darshani. And the second thing in the Pantheon is with Medayek, the Gemara says in Yumada Pevov, with Beis, that a person who's misvada on an Avera 1 year, and he doesn't do that Avera again, and he says vidui again unnecessarily. So the Gemara says, Kikelav Shom Okeir, it's like a dog going back to its vomit. He already threw up once, what are you going back to it again? What are you doing again for? So the obvious question is, why does Chazal call vidui vomiting out? What are you throwing up? By the way we look at vidui, is there a problem saying a vidui 100 times? So you say, well, I already say it 9 times on your kippur, another 91 doesn't make a difference. What's the problem with saying vidui again? I said a list of averus I did. What's the problem with, why is it called hakah? Why is it called spitting out? Why is it called vomiting out? That you don't throw up again, you threw up already once. Very strange lashon. I want to be magdim shad in this Gemara. I want to be magdim something very, very sadistic about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And I want to prove to the Olam that there's something that we could do that could last. I'll even suggest an Eitzah if you happen to still make Kabbalahs and you're not completely Meyuyish, if. Sex faker. But I'm going to say a new answer on why the Kabbalahs don't last. You've already heard hundreds, but I'll say maybe what I think is perhaps the real one. Chazal say, the difference between Sukkah Daf and Beis. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf and Beis, Yetzahar betchila doim lachut shabuchya. In the beginning, the Yetzahar is like a string, a very narrow thread. Well, the Seif doim rekavoses hagol. In the end, it's like the ropes that tie down wagons, very thick ropes. So the Gemara in Sukkah is coming to describe how a person's relationship with the Yetzer Hara goes through a process, where at the beginning it's like a little thread, you can just brush it away, and then it takes on very thick characteristics, like a rope that chains down a golem. Chazal and Bereshis Rabba say a different nosuch, b'tchil ha'dayim ha'lachut shal achbish, at the beginning it's like a spider web, l'b'soif nasik ha'kalos ha'shosfina, in the end it's like a rope that you tie down, you anchor down bolts. Two mishalim of Chazal, that as time goes on, the Torah becomes more difficult, more challenging. Interesting muscle, spider web, thick rope, thread, but it's nothing more difficult. So it's a nice muscle. That means that as time goes on, the Torah thickens, it gets hard, it gets bigger, but what is it? What's the muscle is a nice muscle, but what is it? Chazal said one more muscle. Chazal said, B'tchila hu nasa arech, at the beginning he's a guest, v'achaka hu nasa baal bayis, and then he becomes a baal bayis. Chazal over here gave away the secret that's worth $1 million. Chazal explained, what happens over time that the Yetzer becomes such a difficult challenge? Why do things become so hard? Things that at the beginning were easy became hard. So Chazal at the beginning gave mishalim, spider webs, ropes. But then Chazal said a different mashal. At the beginning he's a guest, and afterwards he's a balabas. What does it mean a guest and what does it mean a balabas? I'll give you a mashal. You all know that it's brought down all the Sfar. The other Marishin, before the Chet, the Yetzar was on the outside. After the Chet, the Yetzar came inside. I want to explain what that means. I want to give a very, very low-level marshal, okay? If you're learning for a Seder, it's the first day of Zman. First day of Zman. Anybody remember the first day of Zman? Came with a Zan Frischkeit. There's that bread. First day of Zman. Come in. You have your head in the Gemara. Your chaver comes over to you at 10:15 in the morning and he says, let's go out for coffee. Go out there. So you look at the guy and say, you're crazy. First day of Zman. No sugya. Come on. It's coffee. Now, he could theoretically convince you. And I once saw a guy convince another guy. What's happening? He could convince you. Are you convincible yet? But you have a need for it? that's an arrear, that's a guest. That's what we call an outsider. Outsider's coming in, he's trying to convince you something. You look at him like he's nuts. By the way, what happens if he pesters? You say to yourself, I'm not a chaver, but I'm a mokri. You go. That's the first day of the Zman when the Yetzer appears as a guest. A guest, is an outsider. But let's say it's 3 months into the Zman. So nobody needs to come over to you and tell you, come, let's go out. At 10:15, if you're already there by then, you have this unbelievable drive to go out. Ad pikuach nefesh v'ad bechlal. What happened? And it's a need, by the way, nobody convinced you and nobody's pestering you. That's when the Yetzer becomes the balabos. Who's the balabos? You. That means there are times that the Yetzer appears to us as a guest, as an outsider. He has the ability to persuade you. He has the ability to refatu you, ben yiftel avavchem. He can convince you of all types of stupidities. But at the end of the day, he's a guest. Oy vavoy, woe is to us when the Yetzer appears in our system as us. I need that. You're sitting in Yadira and you're working on Lashon Hara. And then somebody comes in and says, tell me about Pliny. So you say, no, I get Lashon Hara. I'm working on that. No, you have to. You need to. It's good. It's a mitzvah. Oy vashem sunu ra. And anyway, we have to get rid of the guy. And he persuades you. And back and forth. That's a guest, right? You don't have an interest, you don't have a need. You weren't thinking about saying Lashon Hara, but the guy is convinced, he's a guest. Outside, you could easily push a boy and say, mind your business. Get lost. And then you're sitting in Yadira, where you're standing. You don't have to sit to say Lashon Hara, you know. It's not Akpada. And you have a piece of information by you. And it's pushed by you that if you're not going to say it, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. Computer mamash, you should care. Now, it's the same Yetzer Hara, by the way. That's the first case, he appeared as a guest. And the second time, he appears as the Balabas. He appears as you. Appearing as you, Balabas means the transfer over from being a guest to Balabas is that the Yetzer Hara appears in your system as a need that you have. That's what it means. The Yetzer Hara appears in your system as a need that I have. As opposed to appearing as an outside force. Now, listen to the thief guy. When Chazal said that when the Yetzer becomes a balabos, that's where the difficulty kicks in. Well, why is it difficult? Because you don't identify that it's the Yetzer. So the difficulty is in identifying that it's the Yetzer. If I'm able to identify that it's the Yetzer, right? So then I can now go get lost. Get lost, you're a guest, right? Imagine a guy comes to a deer, you go eat by a suda by somebody, and the kochel comes in and he starts to tell the guy where he should sit, and where his wife should sit, and where the kids should sit, and what we're saying is mirrors, and what goes first. Imagine the man says, that's it, right? The bachel comes to suda, and the guy starts with kiddush. He says, wait, we're not ready for kiddush yet. Well, I'm not ready yet. Arach! It goes by a few weeks where you start to listen to him, and before you know it, he's sitting in the seat. He's sitting already in the tati seat. He's making kiddush. And you're serving. You're serving. You're working for him. The balabas, when the Yetzer Hara crosses over from becoming a guest, when he appears with you the first time, he appears as a guest. He appears as an outsider. You have to push away and say, wait a minute, you're a chutzpah, get lost. Who are you? But then time goes on. The same Yetzer Hara starts to appear inside your system as something that I need, as something that I want, as something that's legitimate. The difficulty in saying no is you're not able to identify that it's the Yetzer Hara. It's something that I need. You're not able to identify the Yetzer Hara. I have it. That's what it means, Chazal said at the beginning, he's a guest, and then he becomes a balabas. And then you have what you call balaz, a hostile takeover. He took over. He's mitzvah b'tekorena. He does your talking, he thinks for you, he says for you. And you don't even realize that it's Yetzer because he creeps them out into your system. That's the purpose of Vidu, by the way. The purpose of Vidu is that a person lives the whole year. He does all types of things. He says all types of things. He goes to all types of places. He thinks all types of things. And it doesn't even make a roisha by him that Bechai did anything wrong. Because it appeared in his system as It's me, the Baal Bos, not the guest. So it's so deeply camouflaged inside of you that you don't identify it as a chet. You don't identify it as a chet. You identify it as something that I needed, something that I wanted. And the first step to doing tshuva is denying the legitimacy of what we did, of accepting the fact that I didn't want to do it, it was the Yetzer Hara. And it wasn't something that I really needed. And to strip the legitimacy from the things that we do all year, as if we really need it, as if it's really necessary, that's the crossover from the guest to the Baal Bos. The Baal Bos means it's me. The Erech means it's outside. When we allow the guest to take a hostile takeover ourselves, and he's the boss, and he's sitting in the boardroom, and he's running the show, it's very hard to throw him out because he's the Baal Bos. So vidui is the announcing that I underwent the hostile takeover. Vidui is the announcing that the actions that I did, A, B, C, D, A, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all the Alchets, which I thought all along was what I needed, and I didn't even identify the Tzahara, I recognize now that it's a Tzahara. That's called, says the Pachad Yitzhak, throwing up. When the person vomit, when you expel a foreign body from your system. Al-Khayt is an act of throwing up, says the Pachad Yitzhak, because we're saying that it's a foreign body. It's not something that's part of my system. It's a hostile takeover. We're taking back the thing. We're taking back control. We're taking back control of our lives. We're pushing the Yitzhak back into Iraq, pushing it back into the guest they hold. We're taking back control of our lives. So it's an act of throwing up. It's an act of vomiting. It's an act of expelling the guest. What do you do with a guest, by the way? It takes over first. You get rid of him. You kick him out. You're not invited back again. Push him back. It's a pushback. That's why it says the Pachad Yitzchok. It's called Kaporas Dvarim. It's called a Kapora that comes through words. Why is it a Kapora? The Lashon of Kapora, the Gemara says, is Vachmus from the Lashon of Kinuach, to cleanse. I'm cleaning out the system. By me announcing that it was an Aveira, I'm announcing that it's a foreign force inside of me. It's not me. It's the Reach. So it's a kafar that comes. The etzem fact that we say Al-Khayt is an announcement that you're a foreign body. So it's a kapora, it's a cleaning out of the system that comes from words. And by the way, that's the poshut pshat. Why we say Al-Khayt so many times. I saw from Rabbi Gedalia Yeshua in an unprinted shtickle that the inyan of saying Al-Khayt so many times is that we're peeling away layers and layers. We peel away another layer and another layer and another layer. And this is why it's critical we understand what the purpose of the video is. The purpose of the video is a shopping list, so you're not peeling anything away. But if we understand that what the video is doing is, it's peeling away, it's saying, no, it wasn't what I needed. Okay, so you start the first video, you're still not convinced. Nachamal, peel away another layer. I peel away another layer. I push him further out of the house. I push him further out of control. I say, no, you're really an Erech. The Elam agrees. I think the Elam agrees with me that how we feel about the Yetzer Hara at the beginning of Yom Kippur and how we feel about him at the end is very different. If you've had a decent Yom Kippur and you're mechaven what you're saying and you experience the Yom Kippur, we feel different about it. Why is it, by the way? Because we're peeling away the layers of legitimacy of the Yetzer Hara. We're peeling away the layers of the Yetzer Hara becoming a Baal Bos. I have enough giving on the Maisa, but I'll share with you. And here I go back to why the Kabbalahs don't last. Amatzi Yom Kippur, he had Ma'ariv, Kir Shalvana, he had a Kezayis. Some people get basic. Okay. And then, let's say we're talking about a guy who's Ben Aliyah, the Kabbalahs are still holding. He wakes up in the morning, the inyan to get up, right? Choyo lechoyo, get up. And you find, this is a Moir that could have come in, and I don't could try it, I'm guaranteed money back. Guaranteed. You get up in the morning, and you find yourself with the same Yetzer Hara as you had before your Kippur. Bad, shmeh, and dead. The names of the three big Yetzer Haras. Find some safety zone? Got it anyway. So you say to yourself, another one, another Yom Kippur hook shot. Tough shin day above Yom Kippur. And down on the computer like a wastebasket, it's called a fancy name, right? Delete, finished, gone.
Well, and then you stop you paying for next Yom Kippur. I guess that's the reason why Yom Kippur we speak about next Yom Kippur, Habaleinu, just in case I don't know already by Kol Nidrei. The guy gets up in the morning, after Yom Kippur, Moir Rabbi, and he has the same Yetzirah, everything's intact, all systems go. So he says to himself, the Shaita, that Yom Kippur had no value. Why is he a Shaita? Of course the Yetzirahs are intact, but it's a spider web because he's a guest. Yetzirah doesn't go on strike after Yom Kippur, it's not like Yeshiva Bach and the Beit Matan, they're off. Yetzirah is full time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for Yom Kippur itself, by the way. Yom Kippur, the Yetzirah is bottle, staying in Chazal. The guy gets up in the morning and he has the same Yetzirahs. So what does he do? He says, yeah, I've lost another kid. He doesn't realize that it's true the Yetzirah is there the next morning because Yetzirah is not going anywhere. But it's an achbish. It's a spider threat. He's a guest. It's not even from scratch again, right? We press delete, we rebooted, we went back to zero, we pushed the Yetzirah out. Vida, not have Vida, no legitimacy, you're a guest, get lost, hostile, take more, get off, get out, you push him out, you push. By the way, it takes 9 times to push a guy out. You ever had these guests, on that buffer? We tried, the suit ended, he doesn't want to leave, because he went from where we to our bus, and I've seen a few guys literally have to sometimes push him out. Sometimes politely, sometimes not so politely. Every Vida is another push, like we move to the dining room, door closes, out. You have to kneel up, close the door, he's gone. Slam the door. Goodbye. Comes back the next morning. Boker Tov. I heard you invited me for a Suda. But he didn't open the door yet. Get lost. He's a kafish. He's a spider web. So of course he's going to come back the next morning. Vayel is a chap that he's a spider web. You can push him away as a guest. So what happens is, Yibalto Eilus Miyayish already take you from Miyayah to Shpidi Diba the next morning. So then he comes back. Then 2 weeks later on, Hashanah Rabbah, you remember, you heard of Shmuz that passed Balabos. But then already he's back from Balabos. And then you can throw your Yom Kippur in the garbage. The hook shot, they both mentioned hook. Then it's over. The nafkamina is that when the Yetzirah will come back on the morning after Yom Kippur, you'll say no to the guest, we'll go easy. Guaranteed. The reason why all of you are in shock is because nobody ever does it. That's why the Kabbalists don't last, by the way. Because the Kabbalists are based on the Hanocha that it's going to go back to being an Orech, to have to be a guest. But by the time you remember that you made Kabbalas, somewhere between Hashanah Rabbah and Asar B'Davis, he's already back above the bus. He already got back to full strength. He already did another hostile takeover. Kipshuta, you'll see, we'll see. Morning after that's it. Yetzirah comes back knocking on your door. You tell him, get lost. We already agreed that you're not a what he called. Al-Khay Chachatana, 9 times. Push. Gone. Going. He's gone. When he comes back, he always comes back. He's there. That's what he does for everybody. Doesn't know anything. He's a nudge. A professional guest. Okay, there are more from like that, by the way. He's a guest. He's a guest. He's always knocking on your door. But before he comes to Baal Bas, again, you can throw him out. It's enough to mean that you'll see that you'll see what else. And then it's like a spider web. You can just sweep it away. Boy, Rabbi Yossi, that's the oimik, what the Shalach Kodesh says, that a person can get back to Yashrus. A person can get back to a certain level of clarity. Why don't we have clarity? We don't have clarity because of this Chazal that the Yetzirah became a Balabas. He Balabatim is over us. So we're confused. Because he doesn't appear as a guest, he appears as a Balabas. So we're confused about ourselves. What do we want? That's not Yashua, that's confusion. What do we want? But the minute we push him out the door, we get back to the ability to detach ourselves from him and have a sense of zich and a sense of clarity of what we want. It's true, there's a guy knocking at the door, nudging and telling you what to do and making you crazy. But at least we have a clarity in what we want. We stop the hostile takeover. That's Yashua. That's a bechina of Olam Haba. And since in Olam Haba, humanity, man is going to go back to that Dargo of Yashar. So the light that shines on Yom Kippur, which is a mitzias, is a rakbi alechim b'tar, titoru. That light which shines on Yom Kippur allows a person to push him out the door again and start over from scratch and push him out of our system. Pachad Yitzchak brings down that we have such a description in Chazal. By the Nozah Shabadorim, the Gemara says in the Dorim Daftes, that the Nozah Shabadorim saw his reflection in the picture, in the water, and he said, to the Eitz Ahara. Rosha Lamata Mizgah Ba'ela Mishayna Shachah. Why are you being a Balkaiva about a world that's not yours? So it says over there that Shimon HaTzadik ate from the Hashem Naziris of the Adazah Shevadar because he was an Eldach. What was the Eldach about him? What was so special about him? What did he say? He said to the Eitz Ahara, Rosha Lamata Mizgah Ba'ela Mishayna Shachah. Why are you mixing into a world that's not yours? It's like the Pachach Kishtu Gemari to Kazakh. Who is he saying Russia to? He says, Russia. Who was Russia? It was him. He looked in the water. He felt good about himself. He had a type. He had eight Zaharas. So who was he yelling at? Yelling at himself? He was talking to himself. This Nasa Shavadam was talking to himself, like the guys in the Shnei Lachem Beis Yisrael. He was talking to himself. He was having a conversation with himself. He was saying, well, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean, Russia? What was God by Russia? What was made this? What it means is he was talking to the eight Zaharas. What do you talk to the eight Zaharas? It's you who felt good about himself. It's you who looked in the reflection. It's you who had the type. It's you who had the Eitz Ahara. And Nasa Shavadar was able to understand that it's a hostile takeover. It's a guest. Russia. He spoke to the Eitz Ahara third party. There's many conversations that they say over the Chafetz Chaim had with the Eitz Ahara when he got up in the morning, where he would talk to the Eitz Ahara and say, oh, you don't want me to get up in the morning. You say that it's cold. You say that I'm an old man. You say that I wrote a Mishnah Berurah already, and I did already enough in life I accomplished. And what are you doing up so early in the morning? Yeah, no dialogue, I understand. When we don't want to get up in the morning, we look at it as an outside force that's keeping us in bed, or it's there's nothing more us than wanting to stay in bed. How do they look at themselves? Right, you have the morning, the alarm clock rings, you rang already 10 times, like 4 to 7, 7, 7:15, 7:30, 4 to 8. And you're trying to get up. So you say to yourself, oh, I have a hostile takeover that doesn't let me get up, and I have to punch this guy out, and why you stop me from getting up, and I want to get up, and you get up. What does Chofetz Chaim ask with personality? Chofetz Chaim understood that the Yetzer is not letting him get up. So he said, the Yetzer, get out of here. You're disturbing me. No false. What are you timing? He had no dialogue. Every morning. Every morning. Yeah, no, maybe. People were there, they heard it. Because he understood that he wants to get up. The Yetzer doesn't want to let him get up. So he was able to treat it as a guest. When you treat it as a guest, you'll be able to help to get lost. That's the purpose of Vidu. Vidu is called Kaparas Dvar. Vidu is called vomiting out. We vomit out of our system the unwanted guest. And you do it once, and you push him once, and you push him again, and you push him again. And if you think about it during Vidu, by the time you get to the Vidu at the end, he's gone. And then we're ready for Neil, and then we're ready to start over again. Yashar, Kiyah Gedayla. And that, Rabbi says, is the simcha that comes afterwards. Or is a Ra'al HaTzadik, who the Yishrei Leiv simcha. Yisharim have simcha. Why? Because ain't simcha elekat ras ha-sfeikas, Chazal say. What causes a lack of simcha is sfeikas, confusion. Yisharim have simcha. Ain't simcha elekat ras ha-sfeikas. Or is a Ra'al HaTzadik, who the Yishrei Leiv simcha. Kudi Hashem Yisharim, when Torah is glad, without confusion, Samu Lev. So the Helikus Hasemes, the Simcha of Sukkos is the Simcha that comes after Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, we come back, we become a Yisharim a little bit. How? By Vidui. By doing Vidui, by expelling the unwanted visitor, by ending the hostile takeover, we get a Bechina of Yashvus. After we become a Yisharim Lev, we become Simcha. That's the end of the Simchas of Ach Sameach. Then we can be happy. Then we have clarity. Then we took control of our lives. And that's why, like Rabbi said, the Vidui is the critical avoid of Yom Kippur. And all you need to do is think about it and give thought to the fact that there's a lot of things that we did this year that we thought we needed, we thought we wanted, we thought it's me, and it's not me. We don't. That's Vidui. And that itself is the cleansing of our systems. And that's the Tahara of Yom Kippur. Like Kosh Baruch Hu is Zarkti Alechem Mayim Toir, Tahara to be called to Vosechem, Rekol, Gulechem, Atahara Eschem. Ashrechem Yisrael. Mamikvah Vatahara Eschem, Kosh Baruch Hu Vatahara Eschem. Ashrechem Yisrael, you have a lucky Gibuya. You have an opportunity to end the hostile takeover on Yom Kippur. And I'm sure we all will. Shuzecha to Ksiva Vachasim Vatahara. Yikosev Vilichosem, Besuchon Shatadigim Gamurim. Shuzecha to Yir Siat Nishmai, to a year of Aliyah. Year that we should be the Malabas on our lives. If you're able to tell the Yetzer Hara, Rosh Hashanah Malachim Mizgah Ba'el Shalafah, to have continued Hatzlocha and learning in Rukhniyas and in Gashmiyas, and to be Zeicha to the Simcha that comes to the Yishrei Leiv.